Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second. Here's a chick that everyone can be proud of. Miss South Carolina.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Miss Teen South Carolina.
I believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you very much, South Carolina. Wow.
Mario Lopez.
Happy hands and mumbling mouths. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
If Mayor's repeating, the question was, most Americans cannot find the United States of America on a map. Right?
Why do you think that is? And at the end of that, the look. I'm not a big Mario Lopez fan.
Oh, yes, you are.
As a matter of fact, I hate the guy. And when you see him, though, he has the greatest look. He is doing everything in his power not to laugh out loud after she answers this. And she is just...
It's really worth
purely,
hearing again.
Oh, she's purely faking it from the lost. Beginning. She has no idea.
It's worth hearing again.
It is.
Yeah. One more time.
Was there Dirac in there?
Yeah, I think,
so. There was Dirac and Sama.
Miss Teen South Carolina.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
All right, again, the question is, you know, whatever percentage of Americans can't find our country on a map.
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and...
okay, right there is where it really starts.
She's just trying to fake it.
Right. We don't have maps.
She can't even fake it. That's how bad she is. United States Americans, and I guess she was saying some, but I really think she wanted to say Osama.
I think she
wanted to go there.
Yeah. Iraq. Such as, and...
Everywhere like such as.
Like such as. But
I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build...
Hold on. She then says help South Africa
and the Asian countries.
Uh-huh.
South Africa, here's just an opinion. I believe outside of the United States that South Africa may be the only country that she is aware of.
Right.
She just, it Could popped be. Into her head and she know, well, there was a country, South Africa.
But want a cherry for the sundae, though?
But hold on, the question, though, is how come
Why is that Americans that so many Americans cannot find
can't
the United
find
States
our country on a map?
On a map.
Our exactly. future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
And Mario Lopez, he's a stain, but he is sitting there with a look on his face that looks like every guy you've ever seen that you don't want to have him laugh at the wedding. It's so funny to see the look on his face.
The best thing about that is she ended up coming in fourth. She did.
Wow.
One is labeled hard-hitting question.
It really is worth
for Miss Teen USA.
Over-analysis. It really is.
Hold on. Here's another one, though, Mike. Hard-hitting question for Miss Teen USA.
Hi, Miss Colorado. This is an important one. So who do you prefer, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, or Lindsay Lohan, and why?
Wow. Hard hitting.
Jesus.
A horrible question.
Do you want to hear the answer, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I like, it's like the Price is Right.
How about the time they take in between? Uh-huh.
And
you know?
They've got the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music, and they are calling out like, Lohan!
Right.
Well, first of all, I would not say that they're my role models.
Smart answer.
Okay, right there.
You go, girl.
Right there. She got it.
You go, girl.
But I would have to say Paris Hilton because she showed that she, in the end, knew what was right and what was wrong. So.
And she can suck a mean D. Mike, we have breaking news.
Breaking news.
It says Robert the Mailman is in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
What's up, fellas?
Robert De Niro. What's happening, Robert?
What's going on?
I'm in the sectioned off part of the hospital.
So. Why?
Well, I'm a Negro, remember?
Are you in ICU?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you really in ICU, Robert?
No, I'm in Fairfax County.
Why are you in the hospital, Robert?
That's like a Miss USA answer that he gave us just there.
Why are you in the hospital?
Kidney infection / urinary tract infection.
I wonder how you got that.
You must have got that from banging those whores in Thailand.
Watch your mouth. I've been a saint since I got back from Thailand.
Well, that's what I'm saying, since you got back. But, you know, sometimes those things take a little while to incubate.
Yeah, you would know. I guess the beer keeps it from affecting you.
It does, Robert. It keeps me clean as a whistle.
So, Robert, you got yourself an STD, huh?
No, stop saying
that. It's constant burning. Is that what got you in there?
I already got great stories, man. My postmaster came to visit me and started preaching to me about Jesus. And a little black woman come in and started calling anybody an N-word when they brought her in because she was high on crack. So it's been a great day.
Well, maybe this will be a chance for you to get in there and take off a few pounds, too.
Yeah, just like you.
Just like me. It's always like me.
You know, I got to admit, fellas, I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but I do love the picture that we took outside the office. I've been autographing it and handing them out.
You know what? I got an email from Robert over the weekend with some pictures. The email said, my suit man is coming in from out of the country.
Oh. Right.
And it had pictures of Robert wearing like three different suits. If you want to order suits from his guy,
he's a Thailand, and he had a business out in Thailand. I bought three suits for $500.
But why are they smuggling him in, Robert?
In a box cart.
Now, your suit guy, is he coming in specifically to see you?
No, he's coming in to, you know, just drum up business, I guess. You know?
Robert, I actually do have some expertise here. I have had kidney infections, not from having sex with Thailand.
Siam.
King of Siam.
Been like that for a long time.
All right, but Robert, you can get the creeping crud. My question is, do you have blood when you urinate?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Excruciating pain?
Sometimes.
What have the docs told you?
The doc told me it wasn't an STD. It was a urinary tract infection, which can be caused by not drinking enough liquid.
Oh, and do you drink a lot of fluids?
No, I don't. I have been I've been trying to lose weight. I got my man breasts are touching my stomach now.
What do you drink primarily? I mean, you probably should drink water. What do you drink primarily? Grape soda?
Diet soda.
You know, Robert, they make a sugarless Kool-Aid now.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
I know, Rob. I can't wait for your visit to come tomorrow. You know,
grape
I
soda.
I'm going to bring flowers and food.
Grape soda.
I'll come by, Robert.
That's a good call.
Are you receiving
sugarless Kool-Aid?
You're sick, Rob. I swear to God, you're the worst. Oh, that is, dude. Oh, that's horrible.
No, it's not.
That is really horrible.
No, it's not. Well, Robert, when are they letting you out?
I'm hungry, man. Can you bring me something to eat?
When are they letting you out?
Tomorrow, the day after.
How about your diet? What do they say about your diet? Does that affect the kidneys at all, or is it just liquids primarily?
I don't know. Just had a kidney infection.
I mean, because based on your cooking, which is pretty good, if you eat like that, that's a pretty rich diet to eat.
Yeah, but I haven't been eating. I've been trying to do better.
Robert, dude, I really seriously know all about kidney maladies. I've got one. I just went through a rather painful kidney infection myself. Of course,
what caused yours, pal?
Pardon me?
What caused your infection?
The fact that I have scar tissue because I had cancer when I was a kid in one of my kidneys. What caused yours?
I don't think I have that excuse.
Yeah, Robert, I'm pretty sure you got it from banging a chick over there.
Robert, when you were over there having your way with the Thailand ladies, did you use protection, right?
No.
How could you? See, don't you remember that fact?
Robert, that's dangerous.
How could you possibly think that?
Of course I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, you said you do and you don't.
I can't admit to you that I did participate in something risky. I can't. You can't even say it over there. Right.
What, did you go in the back door?
No.
See, there may have been like...
Something to do with dining at the Y.
Oh, so you were feasting on yeast? Well, that shouldn't give you a kidney infection.
Well, hallelujah.
I can't wear one.
It might give her one, Rob.
Maybe the maybe a condom broke. I thought you had told us when you went to Thailand that you didn't always wear a rubber.
Always, man. Come on, man.
Always, okay.
Always. All right, so you use protection, so you should be okay.
That's what I'm telling you guys. You're putting me out there as a degenerate, and I'm not.
You're the one that talked about going out there with the Thai people, just wanted to make sure, you know, you were double bagging it.
You're the one that went on vacation to Thailand just to bang chicks.
And buy suits.
And buy suits.
And buy suits.
Beautiful country and have a nice time.
Robert, have you been admitted? Are you in ICU? Where are you now?
I'm in upstairs. I've been admitted. I got my own room.
Have they given you some sort of painkiller?
Yeah, I can tell. Tylenol. Uh-huh.
Nothing narcotic?
He does sound mellow.
Because you sound mellow and you're letting a little more of the real Robert out than normal. And it just I want to make sure you're comfortable is all.
Why don't you come up here and I'll show you the real Robert.
Okay, Robert, do you get BET on cable?
On that little TV on a stick?
They're low rent. I got TV One. That's a new black channel.
Uh-huh. When did they admit you, Robert?
They have some good reruns on TV One.
Don't they do the good times on that? And Julia?
3 hours ago they admitted.
Oh, so you just got in.
Wow. No, I was downstairs since about 8 o'clock this morning.
In the emergency room?
Yeah.
Is your mail truck in the parking garage?
Yeah, what about your letters? What happened to your mail route today?
I'm sure my customers got their mail today.
How are you sure about that, Robert?
Well, I like to, you know me, I'm about customer service from the letters I get. So.
Of course you are. Yep. Do you have a nice nurse? Do you have nice nurses?
Nobody speaks English.
Oh, hey, but I mean, are any of the non-English speakers hot?
No.
Oh.
No.
Hey, dude, you might have to get a catheter. You ever had one of those?
The lady, check this out. The nurse tried to give me an IV, and you know I got this black crocodile skin, so she had trouble getting the first needle in. And she tried to use another needle on one of my fingers, which was successful, but she forgot to take the other needle out. So I looked down, and there's a needle sticking out of my arm, and she's gone out the room. So I'm like, what the hell kind of...
What kind of care are you getting, Robert?
You know, Don, you asked him about a catheter. He actually paid 150 yen to get one when he was in Thailand.
That's bot.
Where can people send you flowers, Robert?
And well wishes. He's high.
Look, they don't have any bomb-sniffing dogs up here, so I'm not giving up that information. I'm at Fairfax County, room Hingham. And
he's messed up.
He's whacked up.
He's giving us Motrin. I'm at Fairfax County.
You are on more than just an over the counter med, aren't you?
I'm giving you something. I'm at Fairfax County. I'm in Fairfax County, South Africa.
I need to talk to Joe so I can get some of his medicine.
Oh, he's got plenty.
Well, yeah, you're the hospital. That's the place to mix up pills.
You two communicating today should be something really special.
He can hook a brother up with some of his narcotics, you know.
How's your coolie? I mean, I already know how your wet thing is. How's your coolie?
Nice and tight and brown and raccoonish.
Raccoonish. Raccoonish. Dark circles. Oh, my God. Are you going to get a sponge bath later on?
No, man. I want to lay in my own filth and act like a baby and wet myself and then I'm cleaning me up.
How long do you expect to be in there?
I got to be out of here by tomorrow, bro. Yeah. I don't like hospitals.
Yeah.
You know. I'm usually here after a riot or, you know, police shooting, but I need to get up out of here, brother.
All right, well, he's Robert the Mailman. He's ailing, and you can send your well wishes to to his... what's your room again, Bob?
Rob, you know, Robert the Mailman Adams at Fairfax Hospital. Oh,
very good. And after you get out...
Wow, he is effed up.
Robert, after you get out, be sure not to come by.
I sure will, my
okay.
brother.
Very good.
Okay, my brother.
Later.
Later.
Get well.
Yeah, that'll happen.
High as a kite. You think he got that one?
Does the expression "shut your ass up" ring any bells?
Please don't come by after you get up.
It's Robert.
Bob Adams.
Hey, nurse. There's a needle in my arm.
My big black crocodile skin.
they had to go through Einen Finger.
How would you like to be the nurse that comes in and sees him laying in bed with his teeth out?
Oh, my God. A little scary.
Yeah.
And do you think he's wearing the gown?
He's got to be wearing the gown. He's probably taking all his clothes off.
I bet no gown. I think he's naked under his sheet.
Maybe he's wearing his Lakers outfit.
Well, if it's down there, that's where they have to kind of examine.
Manipulate.
And look at. Man.
That's a lucky nurse.
Yes, sir.
Lucky hospital.
A little later this afternoon, he's probably going to be having his own wine and cheese party.
Up until what? 4 o'clock today, he never, never gives out even his last name, and he just gave it like MapQuest to his room.
I was going to say, even though he's effed up, don't be mad when Tom Gavin starts calling you.
Or shows up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows up for a visit.
Hey, Robert, I bought you some candy.
Monkey! What else will be good is, you know, this is about the time when the chaplain comes by.
Well, I certainly wish him a very speedy recovery with his kidney and bladder infection
that
he got in Thailand.
Fast home, Mr. Adams.
He's got the sick D. That's very sick. Mm-hmm. Fellas, we got money to give away. We got $500 in cash. Ooh. We're going to play a little game that's kind of a variation of one of our other games.
Very good.
And this game is a tribute to the luckiest woman in the world.
Oh, who would that be?
Carrie Spiewak.
Oh, wonderful.
One time Rob actually said, she's on a plane, right?
Yeah, she's in Chicago.
So I can feel free to say this. Rob has admitted this. One time when he got his angriest at Carrie,
right,
he said to her, "Are you stupid like your mother?" And that is just an absolute moment, a watershed moment.
It was
right.
The other way around.
What was it?
Asked their mother, "Are you stupid like your daughter?"
Oh, are you stupid like your daughter?
Either way, it was a high moment. It was a high water moment. It really was. It was a great moment.
Is that the name of the game?
The name of the game is, "Are you stupid like your mother?"
Are you stupid like your mother?
Here's how we'll play. Work best if girls call, but of course guys can call at 877-365-3636. We would really like the stupidest thing your mother did. And embarrassingly stupid.
Right.
And we'll pick, you know the way we do this, we'll pick the one that we find to be the best / cruelest / funniest.
What's the dumbest thing your mother ever did?
Stupid.
Stupid.
With it. Keep in mind, accent
stupid.
On, stupid. None of that stuff like, you know, oh, we came home from work and she accidentally had a burner on.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Stupid things.
You know, carry things.
Right.
Like, hold on.
Example.
Can I talk about the ice?
Yeah. Delighted to. Yeah.
Okay. Here's Rob with a brief example.
Okay.
Rob's ice maker in his refrigerator is on the fritz.
It's been broken for about 4 months.
Right.
And we got tired of not having ice.
Sure. Right.
Because, you know, we don't even have trays. There's just nothing.
Right.
So we called Sears and had someone come out, $65 to have someone come visit. Hmm. And then, you know, when they fix it, they subtract the $65.
Right.
Well, it was a more expensive repair than we thought. And so she sent the guy away. But here's her solution. She said, "But I asked him if we could fill up the ice bin with party ice from the grocery store and dispense it." He said, "Yes, that would be fine."
So what have you been doing for the last 2 weeks?
We've been filling our ice maker with party ice.
Uh-huh. He's been stopping.
That's stupid.
That is stupid.
And that's how you
really
play.
I mean, it's been a nonstop monologue between Rob and me during the commercials.
That's really stupid.
It is stupid.
Rob will say to me, "What are you doing tonight?" I'll say, "I don't know. I haven't done anything." He'll say, "Ask me what I'm doing. What are you doing?" "I'm going to get ice.
Party ice.
A big bag of party ice. Then I'm going to go home."
Party ice is the best part.
And break it into little pieces.
Right, and you got to drop it up and down.
Right.
And then the freezer is full. So when I'm left with half a bag of party ice, I just got to throw it away because I can't put the rest of it like somewhere else. In the
so there's no room to like just keep the extra ice somewhere.
No, because it's full of goods.
God, is that stupid?
That is stupid. Like her mother.
Wow.
And so party ice. That would be my contribution.
How much more would the repair have cost from your $65 deductible?
About $200.
Okay.
But still,
it would have been fixed.
Yes, and then we'd have ice. And now I've spent $200 on party ice.
And the poor bastard every day stops at Shoppers Food Warehouse,
gets
a bag of ice, breaks it up, pours half of it into the machine,
and then throws half away, which is just an amazing expense.
It is, and you know what? There's no party involved.
No, it's a pain in the ass.
Just
pain in the ass ice.
Just ice water.
Party ice.
Party ice.
So listen, little squares.
If your mother is stupid.
Party ice.
If your mother has done something remarkably stupid.
Right.
Call us and understand that if we select you to be the $500 winner, we will call your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we will ask her, you know, what the stupidest thing is in her opinion she's done.
And if it matches, you're a big winner. $500?
500 bones, Mike.
Serious money.
Cool. We'd like to start with women if possible.
Yes, it'd be lovely to say my mom did this.
Because
you know, it'd be delightful.
The game really is, you know, are you stupid like your mother?
Right. Exactly. That's good. I love that. And will the winner get any party ice?
877-365-3636. Phone number. Call now. Joe is hungover. This is one time we asked Joe to actually screen some calls, so good luck on that.
Yes, sharpen up, Joe.
The winner is free to come by my house any night at 7:40 and take what doesn't fit in the ice bin.
Before it melts.
That's right. Quickly, please, and have a party.
Party ice.
Yeah.
Love that music.
Me too.
Thank you. That was the joke.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.